So, Brendan, how would you say the six games went for you?
I thought they were great. It was good to put my foot in the door. I thought our team was trending in the right direction, and I'm just fortunate that I was able to contribute, you know, in the way that I did.
What are your summer plans?
I'm going to go back to California and start training in 2-3 weeks, or probably more like 1 or 2 weeks, and then you know, go from there. I'll be back in Winnipeg probably for development camp, and then training camp in the fall.
So the focus obviously is the NHL. What do you have to change your mindset, or is it just that's what I'm going for, and I'm going to spend my summer getting ready for the NHL?
Well, I think for me it's been a process, and I think that, you know, my mindset may have changed from the past to now, and that the focus is so that when I'm ready for the NHL is that I'm as good of a player as they want me to be, and I can be effective, you know, immediately, and I can be ready for the NHL. So before it was always I'm ready, you know, I want to play now, I'm ready now, and I'm blinded by that, and that that's all that, you know, I'm going to settle for. And to now I'm, you know, kind of understand that it's a process and that it takes time, and you got to grow into that, into being ready, and that sometimes some of these things that they're sending you down, it's not always about you're not ready, but it's that we're going to send you down to learn things so that when you do come up that you're better for us. And I think that that's what, you know, going back to junior was for me, and that's what it's going to be, you know, if I don't make the team out of training camp next year. So I'm just looking at it from that mindset, in that I know, you know, after this summer I'm going to be that much more ready, I'm going to be that much more prepared to fight for a job, and you know, I will be ready to make the team, but if I don't, then, you know, it's about me going back and being that much more prepared for when they need, you know, they need a guy, someone goes down, and that, or even then, you know, when they make room up top for me, because, you know, I just should be up there. So either way, it's kind of my mindset right now.
Now, obviously, you were here for a short time frame, but did you notice any difference between the first game you played and now the sixth game, or the fifth game, I guess, technically, on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think massive difference. You know, the first two I kind of might have just put my foot in the door, was a little bit timid, and, you know, I think games two and three were probably where I felt comfortable, and, you know, we started to turn the corner as a team as well. So just kind of said, I'm going to have to put myself out here, and you know, coach talked to me a little bit about being a little bit more aggressive and playing with that same style that I do in junior, and I did, and I felt comfortable, and, you know, I started to have success, and that was kind of what it was all about for me.
It's a little bit easier, like, when you play, you know, you said earlier when we talked, you said you and Chase Daly are buddies, so when you, is there change a little bit when you're more comfortable with a player that you know well?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Chase. You know what, though, there's a lot of guys on this team that I'm comfortable with. We're a tight group, and we're a young group, too, so it feels like, you know, we're going to have a lot of success in the future if I am back, and it's fun. It makes it more comfortable, but, you know, like I said, it's a business, and going up top, there's also a lot of guys that I'm close with, so it's there's always going to be guys you're familiar with, and there's going to be guys that you're familiar with after a week or 2 weeks, and so that's never really an issue for me, at least.
So the last thing is, what, and again, you were a short period of time, but what was your overall thought on the city of Winnipeg and, you know, playing at the MTS Center?
Loved it. You know, it's obviously a massive hockey city. I think we sold out in the last two games of the last game, and it was a blast at home. And, you know, I'm going to hopefully get a place right downtown. And, I just love it. I love the city, and I'm excited about next season. I'm really fortunate that the American League team is here as well, in case I don't make the NHL, just to know that this sense of security that, you know, you're in Winnipeg no matter what, and it's a blast. So it's going to be great.